Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey there. Happy Tuesday.
I love Green Day.
What's not to love?
What?
What's not to love, Vinny?
You're right. You're exactly right.
It feels so good kicking it off with them every morning. Same 19 songs that Shane's approved.
Really? Because it feels like four.
Yikes.
I don't know how many. Doesn't matter. Gets the blood pumping. It's good. How you doing?
Good.
Excellent.
You know, I'm at home. I'm in the middle. I noticed, by the way, that as you said, I'm going home to go to sleep and get rid of this cold, and then you start posting pictures from the garden. I'm
well,
like,
I had a couple of things I had to do because I got people there, and I have to make
sure.
Who's
the people?
I have somebody who's digging me, like some of our irrigation lines.
A basement? Are you digging a basement?
Yes, I'm digging a basement. That's what's happening.
I'm not surprised at all.
No, so I was out there, and then I got my wires up for my pear tree that I'm, and I had to work on that, but very little. And I'll tell you something, today I am feeling better, and I didn't take any cold medicine. Yesterday, I swear to God, it was like walking, it was like standing behind myself walking through life. Like, I just really felt very not present, and like I couldn't form sentences. And today I feel, even though I definitely, like, my nose is sore from blowing it so much, and my cold, blah, 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 at least I feel mentally more or less here.
Okay.
Like, I hope to be sharper today than I was yesterday. Thank you guys for carrying me yesterday. I appreciate it.
Of course.
I know I was pretty heavy. So you can put me down now and I'll walk on my own. But I have been thinking so much about this 1,000th post because it was my 1,000th thing that I put up on.
Where are you right now?
1,002.
Oh.
So I've been thinking so much
she
about
just did
it.
A flurry
I just did it.
Of
I'm like,
garden
who cares?
Photos.
I'm like, what am I doing? No one can even tell what number post it is. I mean, you'd have
It's yours, though.
Yeah, I suppose. What was that?
That's not me.
Wasn't me either.
Yuzi?
What? Is it a phone?
I don't know. I don't know what
we
heard.
I thought just. No, I heard Hooman's
drawer. It was like, pew, pew, pew.
Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a beautiful day yesterday. I tried to really enjoy it because apparently the storms are coming.
Yeah. It was just starting to rain on my car.
Oh, really?
As I came into the city, there were drops falling. So it's starting. And that's, I had the same thing back at home. The missus has been trying to nest. I don't know. She's not trying to. She's nesting.
And getting ready for that baby.
Yeah, it's all happening. So I moved one bed downstairs. Then that bed's too big to be down there. You need to move it.
Oh.
And so it's not raining. Could you? Sure. I would love to do that.
Oh, you're so sweet. Good for you. You got to do what you got to do, Vin.
Well, you know, it's
happy
actually
wife,
really,
happy life.
It's really interesting. I don't know if you experienced the same thing, and I'm watching it from my seat, not the pregnant lady's seat, but it's a trip to watch her body changing, priorities shifting, like the whole, and she's even like, oh, I can't move and I feel like I can't breathe. And I'm thinking, we're nowhere near.
Right. You're not even halfway done.
How do you not remember how much? So I don't say that, though. I just go, oh, I'm sorry.
It's just super uncomfortable.
So you don't want to do it then?
Isn't this the horny trimester?
It was. She actually said, yeah, let's do it. And I went, oh, my God. Really?
Hooray!
I am so gonna move that bed right after we do it on that thing. Sorry to the friend that helped me move the bed. I shouldn't have said that out loud.
I'm sure they're happy for you.
You think?
Be? Yes.
No. Yes. Stop it. No, Sarah's making smell face.
Funky in here. It's happening here? No wonder you're moving this bad wheel.
Anyway, so we're doing that right now. We're going through that experience. It's pretty, it's fun. It's
sure.
It's neat.
Well, it is fun. You're building your family.
And
this
I think that
cool.
Watching that change is, it's a trip.
Yeah.
It's so profound that it becomes all you can talk about. Sorry, everyone.
It's a big deal. You know, it is the burning thing that's happening in your life. There's a baby on the way.
Right.
There's
no
question that it takes over.
Yeah. Like I said, though, it's really more, it's mom. Mom's happening
yep.
to everyone around her.
Mm.
And the kid and the current kid's tripping.
Oh, what's she doing?
You know, we start going like, oh, your sister's going to love you. She's going to love everything you do. She's going to want to have her hair like yours. Well, she can't have her hair like mine. We're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
This is my due.
Yeah. Like, oh.
Well, she's a willful child.
Yeah.
I don't know where she gets that from.
I know, dude. But I'm just saying, like, we feel like we're just talking about it. I know.
Her.
Well, that's it. So I feel like we're just trying to, you know, edge her that way.
You're just making her more and more.
Yeah.
Like, what is going to happen? Going on here.
Yeah, well, that's we realized like, oh, that didn't help.
Yeah.
Never mind.
She'll be fine.
Let's change that subject
like
up
every
real
other
quick.
Kid ever has.
You want to hear Coco? All right, Coco it is.
She'll be grateful for having a sister down the line.
We hope.
She will.
Well, that's what her mom says. That's what got me into it. I just had that feeling when we were discussing the kid thing like, man, if I really put my foot down and say no about this, that I'm going to have a daughter and a mother that both resent me like in 10 years where they're both like, you are the one who wouldn't let it happen.
You denied me a sibling.
All you had to do was the one thing that you love to do the most too, by the way.
It is your favorite.
I do love it.
Seems like it.
Well, like John's, it's not John's favorite.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Oh, he doesn't care about doing it, really? What about Johnny V? It's not his favorite thing?
No, cars are his favorite thing.
I'm not sure what we're talking. Are we talking about sex?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with cars, Bob.
What?
No.
Hold on.
He doesn't think about it as much. Like
he doesn't,
like
but okay.
Like we used to, you know.
But when well, you do
we're
it.
We're so busy right now that it's. Oh, yeah, when we do it.
You don't see that turn back, giddy, silly Johnny V that you like, oh, God, I love you so much.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
That's there.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, you can if you throw the guy a bone once in a while, he turns back into that guy that was like, oh, my God, I forgot how much I love you.
I love you.
Oh, God.
You guys are my life. That's what he says every morning. I love you guys. You're my life.
You and Ella.
Uh-huh.
You and the dog.
Yeah.
How's the dog anyway?
She's
remember
good.
The other day she couldn't get it?
She I don't know. She just wasn't feeling well.
But she's okay. Mm-hmm. She didn't like pee the bed or anything.
No.
Oh, I'm sure that's a cold
dog.
Splash of water to his grown kids. But, you know, whatever.
Lips.
She just flat tired of that.
Because...
Of course he loves them, but
he
you
loves
know.
Them. Of course, to death. We never see them.
His life.
We
is
We never
his
see those kids.
Wife and his dog.
And the last two times I tried to get together with them, they you know remember when you were a
yes.
kid, you had
no,
things
thanks.
To do.
Yeah, busy.
You didn't want to see your parents.
Nope.
You got your own life going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got your
you
kid.
You only live in San Jose and Santa Clara, but sorry, you don't have time for us.
Oh.
So I kind of gave up
I
on that.
I think we might have struck a nerve. Here.
I
do.
We did.
There is a little bit. I have a little bit of contention right now with that because I've tried the last couple times and they're too busy. So I go, you know what? I'm just going to leave this alone.
Yeah.
And so here it is 6 months later.
Oh.
And I'm just like, whatever.
Dang.
Well, you must
whatever,
have seen them at the holidays.
No. They didn't have time for us.
Oh,
oh,
my.
Boy,
hand
and
signals
wow.
and everything.
Goodness gracious. Someone needs to turn the lights on in there so the cameras can catch all that.
No. Vaughn, delete that.
Let's get those lights on.
Delete that.
So we are having massive computer problems. Are we Facebook Living this morning or that is not
that
happening?
Going? No.
Yeah, no. We also don't have a call screen anymore, so no messages can be passed between
the
us.
The commercials have been jacked up.
Oh, fantastic.
We weren't able to to upload our podcast yesterday because the logger was down.
Is that what that was? Because I'm getting texts at home, and I'm like, you know what I'm not going to do? Bother Bryn, because if it's a thing, then he's going to be all, oh, now you text me?
Right. Yeah, no, we couldn't do anything about it yesterday, so we're trying.
I got that. That's my point. I'm sure you guys were on it, and I didn't think jumping into the mix was going to help it
at
all.
At all.
But I got texts from like three friends who are going, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, it was all over Instagram, too.
That's really not my definition of raging at all.
Gotta ruin it every time.
I'm helping it, adding to it.
You're not. You're not helping. Well, so hopefully we'll get that figured out. It's a part of some merge with some computer system that Entercom uses that we're
off the
switching
CBS
over to. Right. So it's a whole thing. In fact, our computer guy here had some little short words for us.
Well, it was an awfully long email, but at the end of it, he was just saying, I don't want to hear any complaining. I've heard it all. I'm telling you the way it is. I've been telling them for months, don't come to me. I don't want to hear it. It's like,
what's the way it is? Nothing's going to be fixed.
He knew it was going to be a CF, and that's going to take time to make it happen, and he's done hearing people whining about it.
He does so much for this entire building that he's been trying, and there's only so much, two guys in the department can do.
Yeah, it's a big building.
He's working on it.
Full of computers.
So we're going to get the podcast uploaded today for the listeners?
Thank you, sir. The logger, I think, eventually came on, so I'm going to have Jorge, one of our interns, work on yesterday's podcast this morning.
Good.
We'll get caught up.
Well, listen, we certainly appreciate that you're letting us know when you can't get the podcast. Well, we're glad to hear that you're enjoying that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So to all the listeners, no need to message Vinny at home or me.
No, it's fine. I don't mind. And I'm like I said, I heard it and I thought, I wonder, of course he knows. Of course he knows.
Yeah,
and
right,
me texting
exactly.
him right now and saying WTF is going to make him go, this is what you write about?
Yeah.
You can't say hi once in a while, huh? Bub?
There were several emails and texts going on yesterday because of all kinds of other stuff.
Yep.
Hey, there's a nice little text
yesterday was
here.
A crazy day anyway.
It was
what
pretty
is happening?
Heavy. That's not me.
That is you, Sarah Clark.
It's not me, I'm telling
you. Is that your watch?
It's not my watch.
The watch.
It's your phone.
For the watch.
Did someone leave a phone in the room?
Oh, did Anthony leave his phone maybe?
Look on the charger right there. Is there anything on the charger?
Look around the studio.
I'm telling you, that's not me.
Do something.
I don't have anything that has that kind of sound. All right, well...
nice text here. Good morning, radio fam. Listening on the radio app from Honolulu.
Oh,
nice.
The only benefit of jet lag is I get to listen live at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God. Funny. Hooman, you are broadcasting to America.
I know. That's why I say I'm entertaining America.
I think it might be me. I think it might be my emails.
Sarah. We do it.
Burn.
I know.
Look at that.
You.
Oh, my.
Well, Bryn comes in. He's looking all official. I'm like, you know what?
I wasn't
gonna
say
going
because
on.
I didn't want anyone to, but it's
well,
me.
Well,
it just occurred
called.
To me that I
is it your mom?
Yeah. It wasn't my mom. No, I don't know. It's just
hey
an
mom.
Email. Well, what is
probably,
it say?
It's probably
read
from
it.
Lamps Plus or something. You know, some,
Lamps Plus
some friggin' thing that I'm on the.
Shame.
See, hold on.
Ding ding. Where's the thing?
Hold on. Where's that? Yeah.
Oh no, it's from Yuzette and Vinny.
Oh, is it the T thing?
It's yes.
Yeah.
What T?
Zero chance.
I don't know why one would come and the other one wouldn't.
It's all right. We can talk about that later. Hey, I wanted to ask you. Just don't think we should have that conversation on the air.
Well, we're not. Right. We're not, Sarah.
Yeah, jeez. Well, it's about something
you're
for you.
You're the one that brings up stuff.
Right.
You're right. It was my email, sounder.
Yeah.
That you guys texted, that you sent me. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Because I know that you've been in your house just in the winter. So, basically. So, what's happening in your backyard?
With what?
With your lawn, your flowers, what's blooming, what's happening back there?
Are you waking up? Well, I can tell you that if you remember, there was a birthday, a 40th birthday that I needed to get ready for because, and I had to clear the backyard out.
So,
I was back there. I did all the stuff. Mm-hmm. I pulled 100 lemons off that tree,
yeah.
or more maybe. It was, who knew those things just.
This is the time of year.
Gave fruit like that. Yeah. My goodness. Anyway, I haven't gone back there since.
Gone to your backyard?
You don't go walk out. I thought you peed in your backyard every day. Is that not allowed at your house anymore?
No, winter is when I surf, so I'm very busy. Oh. I'm not bothering with that backyard. I didn't get that house for the backyard. She did. She's into it.
Is she out there?
She goes
out
there, sure.
Oh.
And that's great. I'm happy for her. I'll let you do your thing out there. I don't.
I feel like you're rolling over and doing all the stuff she wants. Is that true?
That happens in life.
Yeah, welcome to relationships, buddy. But she does stuff for me. I mean, I just told you yesterday, I was like, yeah. And she said, sure, let's do it. Even in her, you know.
State.
Less than agile state, she was willing to. And that's important. Believe me, I was walking around the rest of the day like, anything else I can do for you? What else do you need?
Take out the trash.
You want to? Costco for pictures? Let's go. Everybody in the car. I did at like 6 o'clock after dinner. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
You can get pictures taken at Costco?
No, developed.
Oh.
So we'd taken pictures at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And the little one had gone around getting autographs.
Yes.
Who knew that was a thing? I want to tell her, what are you, nuts? There's rides everywhere. You're going to take pictures?
And yet, there she is with her little autograph book.
And she's getting autographs while in the book, there's a spot for the picture to go.
Oh.
So mom developed the pictures of her with the person who signed, and then that goes next to the signature.
So
that makes sense?
Well, except that you bought a film camera, or you can just print out pictures on real photo paper?
Digital pictures on. I don't know how she got those to them.
Okay.
I have no idea. I didn't ask. I just said, you want to go get pictures at Costco? Mm. I'm in the car.
Let's go.
I'm already in here.
It really is amazing, the power of the
dude.
The pee. It's very, you know.
For those of you out there who seem to not get it, just do that and watch things go your way.
And use it as a thank you. I mean, there's no question that when someone busts their ass for you, you know, you throw them a little and they feel like, wow, it was totally worth it.
Totally worth it. Completely. Yeah.
Throw them a little gold.
A little love.
Right. A little gold.
There's some physical contact.
And if it's been a while, it'll even be the shortest physical contact of all times.
Right.
No one's ready. You know what I mean?
You weren't prepared. I'm ready for action. I've done everything I need to do to make this the best thing that ever happened to you.
To make this last for a really long time. No.
Oops. all right. Well, I'm sad to hear that you're not going out in your backyard, though.
What did you? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm just excited. I've never seen any pictures of it.
It's still super stormy, though. So,
yeah,
I mean, there hasn't been.
I just can't wait to hear about how beautiful it is when it wakes up.
I'm sure it will be great. It's a very big yard.
Yeah.
Far bigger than I'm prepared to.
With a lawn?
With a lawn.
Nice. Be out there and cut that, man.
And a built in barbecue.
Mmm. Boy, the summer parties we're going to have at your house.
There will be. You know what? There probably will be one.
I can't wait. Throw that housewarming party that you never threw at your other house that none of us ever went to.
Well, first, I think we should do a tour. First, we go to Yuzi's since it's, 8 years you've lived there now?
Yes.
Then we'll go to Brin's.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Sarah,
you moved first.
What? No, I didn't.
That's right.
And we go to Millbrae and see the new shed.
Yeah. I want to see the new shed.
The new shed?
Didn't you put a shed in? It's not even new anymore.
Yeah, it's been in there for a year.
Like a year ago.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
Then we'll party at my house.
Yeah. Are we kicking this off on July 4th at my house?
Oh, yeah. I guess if we do that and space it out properly, yeah. I won't see you till 2020.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's get her done. It's Tuesday. Back in a second.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.